just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you are listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And what we're looking at here is what I call the double down. So it says, fortunately, the results of the trial, a randomized double-blind trial of cardiovascular safety in osteoarthritis, will be presented at the American Heart Association meeting in November. The trial is likely to yield a more reliable estimate of cardiovascular risk and estimates. And the other thing they say is, this is Dr. Sanjay Kaul, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles. Get this. He was not involved in the study, but he did read it. It says, this study presents nothing new. Nothing new other than the observation of a dose-response relationship and the differential risk across different NSAID pills. Whoa! Excuse me. You've established a very high kill rate has been going on, is presently going on, and what you're saying is, oh, let's not stop this. It's nothing new. Well, if it was new, well, then there'd be something to do. But it's nothing new. So, as you were. Now, how's that for a double down? Can you imagine a mass murderer says, well, I've killed 50 people, and I killed another one yesterday. It's nothing new. Let's just continue. Excuse me? Are we going to fix the problem here? Or is it? Well, what he's saying is, there's no problem. People are dying, and it's okay. It's okay. Calm down. Relax. It's okay. So, of course, I didn't feel that way. I felt that, you know, if you can't prescribe a drug safely, then why prescribe it at all? I mean, I was under the apparently mistaken notion that I went through 4 years of medical school, you know, 4 years of Harvard undergraduate, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency training, so that I could prescribe drugs safely. And that's why a person should come and ask me if they should use a drug instead of deciding for themselves. Because if they ask me, then I would use all of my vast knowledge thus acquired and give them an answer that would result in safety. Whereas, had they decided on their own, it would have been a more dangerous decision. So what they're saying here is, we doctors are making dangerous decisions on behalf of patients and killing them, and it's okay. It's okay, relax. We've been doing this for so many years, let's just keep it up. So the other issue then is, what's a person to do? I mean, you could say, what's a doctor to do? That's a good question. Or what's a patient to do? Either way. But the question is, are there alternatives to NSAIDs to relieve pain? First of all, do we even need alternatives? Because they don't work, all right? So let's just get that. Let's just let that cat out the bag. They don't work. If they did work, we would need joint replacements. So we know that this class of drugs is doubling people's chance of dying from a heart attack and even having a stroke, but at the same time, not giving them relief from their pain. So, it's easy to see that the first thing you do is stop the drug. That's number one. And pretty much any arthritic will tell you that when they warm their joints, the pain is less. Duh, get in a tub of warm water and chill. And that's just a minimum, obvious, easy thing to do. Or you can alternate hot and cold. But more specifically, what's in those joints? What's causing that pain? Well, what's causing that pain in those joints is a bunch of waste that should have been put in the toilet a few years ago. That's it. Very straightforward. So what do you do? Increase the bowel movements. And it's vitality capsules. Let me tell you, no one's ever died of vitality capsules. Harmless. But a lot of people have gotten incredible relief of their pain to the point where they even get out of the wheelchair and they can walk and put weight on those joints. So, mosey on over to vitalitycapsules.com and take vitality capsules. What's going to happen is you're going to poop more. That's cleaning out your large intestine. But wait. What really causes the pain is a reservoir of pain in the bile ducts of the liver. And so the vitality capsules increase the bile flow so those poisons and chemicals that cause joint irritation leave the liver. What happens when they leave the liver? The liver sucks up more from the blood. What happens when the liver sucks up those chemicals from the blood? More of those chemicals and parasites are released from the joints. And so it's a chain reaction. So you clean out the colon, the small intestine, the bile ducts of the liver, the blood, and it literally sucks the impurities out of the joints, escorts them down the road and into the toilet. Hence, you have incredible relief from arthritis. So that's the first thing. So you got to get rid of the crap and trash that's in the joints. What's with this bone-on-bone stuff? Well, bone-on-bone means that the cartilage disc is destroyed. It's worn out. There's two ways to wear something out, right? One, you don't repair it. And two, you injure it or damage it. And so we injure and damage our joints every day just by using them. See? Joints injured and damaged. But guess what? My body's repairing them. Why is my body repairing them? My body is repairing them because I eat connective tissue. I eat collagen. I eat cartilage. And that repairs and rebuilds my joints. I have had joints that I just didn't think would ever really work again. You know, I had my right knee is a little weak. I was like, it's just my weak knee. And after I would hike or walk for about 3 hours, it would swell up. Now, most people don't even walk 3 hours, but I did. So my right knee would swell up, left knee, no problem. But after eating collagen and cartilage, that stopped. So a lot of people are not into eating strange-looking stuff. They'd rather buy their collagen. Okay, I get it. So you can get Great Lakes gelatin and take a quarter cup a day in plenty of water. And make sure your bowels keep going because the gelatin can slow things down. So obviously you have to take your vitality capsules to keep your bowels going, to move the trash, take a gelatin to absorb it and repair the joints. And that is a very compelling cure for most arthritis. Of course, you can sprinkle a little turpentine in there. Sprinkle in a little turpentine. So you can hear it's a report, vitalitycapsules.com. Vitality capsules. Let's put a C in there. And you can get your report there, read the report, follow the instructions, and it's amazing, amazing what it will do for your pain. Now, I also have discovery sessions where people can get personalized instruction or guidance in implementing the report. So the report is as is. It does not come with unlimited email support or support at all. So for support, you can check out VitalityCapsules.com here, summer discovery session, and get your questions answered. And people can write and let me know what kind of support program that they might like that I could do ongoing. Subscription, of course. Okay. All right, so getting rid of arthritic pain is so simple. I've actually said to people with arthritis pain, like, oh, Dr. Daniels, all it hurts. Like, drink a glass of water, count to 10, tell me how you feel. They drink a glass of water, like, oh, my pain is better. Yeah, yeah. And what do? basically diluted the concentration of toxins in their system by drinking a glass of water. And so for many people, just increasing their water intake, cutting out all their beverages that are not water, and that goes a long way. And all this information and more is in the Candida Cleaner report. So go to vitalitycapsules.com and get your report, the Candida Cleaner. But what these doctors are presenting to their patients is a false choice. That is not the choice, to either take the pills and die sooner, because they're clear, you're going to die sooner taking these pills. There's no question, you're going to die shorter life. Or continue with the pain, because first of all, the pills don't relieve the pain. They do shorten your life, but they don't relieve the pain. And second, there are other things that can be done that are actually a lot more effective than these pills. In fact, these pills are so ineffective, it would be tough to be less effective. Okay, we have so many questions. I'm getting better now, I want to tell you. I'm getting better at finding these questions. On on Facebook. So I'm going to hit Facebook on my phone, which gives me more access than apparently my computer does. Like I said, it's a communist-inspired plot to make the phone less, I'm sorry, the computer less useful than the phone. All right. Here we are. I don't think it's here. Let's try again. Yay! Okay. I'm getting good. I found them. All right. Now let's find the chat room. Okay. We got the chat room. And we got Facebook. We are ready. Okay, let's see. Stephanie, increasing the bowel movement seems to be the answer to it all. It is a very important answer, and for many people, it is actually enough. And it certainly gives more relief than the pills. I have found that again and again and again, that bowel movements actually give more pain relief than narcotics, because I've had people on narcotics. I've stopped the narcotics. Have them give more bowel movement, pain gone. Or certainly like 80% better. Is there anything you can do to get off dialysis? Yeah. Situations start with hypertension, the drugs, yes, the drugs do put you on dialysis. Then vitiligo, now water in the lungs, kidney problems, now dialysis. Oh, man. Okay. So, Jude, start with the Candida Cleaner. At least start with that. See if you can change your diet enough to get rid of your hypertension, or at least improve it. Because they probably still have you on hypertension meds while you're on dialysis. And so it's a systematic, step-by-step thing. You have to get off your medicines. Then you have to repair your lungs. And literally repair all the other organs in the body and get them to do the kidneys work. And then you won't need dialysis. So Lila wants to know, my turpentine turned color is turned yellow. Is it okay to use? Yes, it's okay to use. Peggy says, as long as doctors follow the standard of care, they are immune from being sued. Absolutely. And if they don't follow the standard of care, they can be sued just for not following the standard of care, because that's fraud, because you are paying your health insurance for them to follow the standard of care. And you are seeing them as a licensed doctor for them to follow the standard of care. So whenever they don't follow the standard of care, it's immediately fraud. And so this is a huge thing hanging over doctors' heads who want to do the right thing. So they basically get away with murder. No. Murder means you kill somebody without government permission. So what they're getting away with is killing, because they do have government permission. So Cedric wants to know how to strengthen arterial walls and clean up the blood in the human body. Those are two separate and actually opposing things. So depending on the situation, I would lean towards cleaning up the body first, or the blood, and that would be vitality capsules. Then I would strengthen the arterial walls, and that would be the gelatin. LaTanya says, this is very disturbing to know. Okay, LaTanya, just tune out. If you can't handle the information, and I realize there are people who can't handle the information, just pretend you didn't hear it. That's it. Just pretend you didn't hear it. You'll be no worse than you were before. Stephanie says, my girlfriend remembers being given turpentine as a child in Mexico. Mm-hmm. When one person in the house had itchy butt, everyone in the house was given turpentine. Yep. And guess what? Nobody died. Tony says, if the doctor is following the standard of care, suing him is a waste of time because he is protected by the medical industrial complex and can do what he wants with the systems. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's protected by the judicial system and by the government. He is protected by an incredible array of bureaucracy. I mean, you can't imagine. I mean, he's protected literally by an army. And it is not just the medical complex. It's the lawyers. It's the prosecutors. It's the judges. It's the law itself. So the protection is impressive and difficult to turn your back on. So how would you, so Cedric says, how would you approach AFib or heart palpitations naturally? So AFib and heart palpitations are caused by drugs and diets. The first thing you look at is the drugs you're on and to stop taking the ones that cause it. And the next is the diet and fix the diet. And so, the diet issues are caused by processed foods, basically. So just get those out of your diet. Okay. All right, so we got it. So Stephanie says, live organ meats. I don't eat live organ meats. I kill them. I cook them first. Yipper. And they still help. So I have thyroid nodules that hurt and a swelling neck. Should I do turpentine? It will probably help, but I definitely would not recommend a biopsy surgery or radioactive iodine. Dr. Dennis, do doctors know that they are killing people by following the standard of care? Absolutely. However, we are told, in fact, we're told in medical school, don't worry, you are killing people. People will die from your therapy, but you're saving more lives than you're taking. And that's a good thing. And because you're saving more lives than you're taking, this is why the government has provided this special protection for you called the standard of care. Yes. So that's an important thing to understand. Scott says, you're in a land of coconuts. You consume coconut, young coconut flesh and water. I used to, but it was just too heavy. So I eat young coconuts and water about twice a month. Do you find health benefit? No. Do you find no benefits at all. It's just like, it's like eating a candy bar. It's a treat if that's what you want to have for a treat. Can you add rice bran to smoothies and drink it daily? No. It's better just to use it on your skin. Also, the smoothie should be a sacred drink, raw only, and the rice bran that you're buying is cooked. All right, commercial time.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh.
And we are back with Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are now answering questions. So we're doing our Facebook questions and we're doing our chat room questions. Ellen says, hi, Doc. My son is being taken by his dad for mutilation by the doctors. Any suggestions would be most appreciated. Yes, just pray and let it be. You know, these joint custody situations are created just for this purpose. When you have the consent of two people needed in order to refuse therapy, having things confounded by custody just makes it more difficult. So, what you have to do is, when you have your son, do the best you can with them, and then when your husband or his father has him, he does the best that he can with them. And that's really all there is to it, and if you're that ticked, have more kids. That's all I can say. Yeah, that's what you do. I was 32 years old. So I have three children, and, you know, they're not exactly what I had hoped. So I adopt other adults. I'm 61, so I adopt 20-something and 30-something-year-old people and help them out. And that's what I do. And so it gives me the fulfilling experience of being kind of an adult helper to younger people. And the same with grandkids. My kids are my grandkids. So I just adopt young kids from age birth to 4 years old and just give them gifts and bounce them on my knee and hand them back to their parents. So you have to decide what experience you want to have in life and not limit yourself to external circumstances. You're welcome, Ellen. I didn't know how you'd take that because some people are like, ah. But actually, my new adopted family members are actually working out very nice. They're lots of fun. They're extremely grateful. And we always have fun when we get together. Okay, how can I tell if a lump under my arm is lipoma? It's very movable, painless, and 2 to 3 centimeters. Well, there's your answer. If it's movable and painless, then it's harmless. It might be a lymph node, it might be a lipoma, but it's certainly not anything that needs to be biopsied. All right, there we go. Peggy, yummy, I'm now craving homemade bread. Yeah, well, so I'm always experimenting with bread. Sometimes I put in too much salt, sometimes too little salt. So I'm looking at this bread. It's not as dark as I like, so I think I'm going to maybe brush it with egg white and put it back in the fridge. And not fridge, sorry. Put it back in the oven and let it brown. Okay, so yeah. So, Scott, all this stuff they try and sell you, the ALA, EPA, DHA, blah, 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 it's in the food. It's in the food. And just eat the food. Okay, so this Bonesboro question keeps coming up every week. I'm not sure why. So if you have a Bonesboro pushing on your Achilles tendon, you can just soak that foot in castor oil, and it'll dissolve it. Lump on the side of my neck, painful nodules, dizziness. I would not do turpentine. I would get the Candida Cleaner Report and do the Candida Cleaner Report first, and maybe for a full month, and then maybe try turpentine. If you start with turpentine, then what's going to happen is the painful nodules, dizziness are actually going to get worse because the toxins, more toxins will be released and increase blood. Okay, we have a commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're trying to coordinate these commercial intros and outros. All right, so what we're doing now is question-answer period, and there's lots of questions. For those of you who are not on Facebook, I did a bread baking demonstration while I'm doing this radio show. I bake bread, and so I'm showing off my bread. All right, let's get these questions. Dr. Dance, I recently heard that all sea salt has mercury in it. What is the best salt? Himalayan, thanks. Sea salt is sea salt. So you can expect pretty much that all the sea salt would have the same amount of mercury in it. And so what do you do? So the question is not how do you avoid mercury because it's in the environment. The way to get rid of mercury is to make sure that you're taking your trace minerals, which means the body is not going to hold on to mercury because it's the best available mineral. And then that's going to leave the mercury more easily cleaned out. Then you can flush it with vitality capsules. And so that's what you do. That's the best way to handle mercury. Personally, I use sea salt. I live on an isthmus, oceans both sides of us, sea salt. and I've not had any problem or neurological issues with it. Can I take spike lavender oil? Do whatever you want. I don't recommend it. I do not recommend it. Can't get real turpentine over here? You haven't tried hard enough. That's all I could say. You have not tried hard enough. What I go through to get, we'll just call it stuff. I literally ship things to people in other countries and have them bring it in on airplanes. So you need to expand your network to someone who lives in a country where there is turpentine. And if you fly first class, you can bring 1 liter of any liquid you want to on the plane. How about that? Yep. If you don't fly first class, not a problem, not a problem. Those 3-ounce containers that you're allowed, you can fill each one with turpentine and label it baby oil. And that's it. You walk on the plane, or your friend walks on the plane with at least 12 ounces of turpentine for you. And that's what I do. So any place I go, I always carry turpentine. I would not ever travel without it. And so whatever country you're in, you might have someone visiting you from a country where turpentine is available, and they can bring it to you. That's what I would recommend. I put Vicks in my eyes, but I got headache and brain fog. And you still did it for 7 nights? No. Okay. So the things I recommend here are designed to be like totally easy, safe, without the downside. So as soon as you experience downside, that's an awesome reason to just like stop it. So the reason you had adverse events from the Vicks would be two things. One, you used too much, but because you had brain fog, it's because what happened was the toxins left your eyeball and went into your brain. So the purpose of the Vicks in the eye is to clear out the eye, not the brain. So you did not start with the brain. So that tells you that you've got more work to do. Your eyes are not the problem, they're a symptom. So what you need to do is start with the colon, and then the small intestine, then the bile ducts, then the blood, then the brain, then the eyeballs. So basically, you are like totally toxed up. That's the message. And no, the brain fog's not going to go away, and your blurriness is not going to go away until you address the rest of the cycle, which is the colon, small intestine, bile duct, blood, brain. In that order. In that order. So if you get out of order and try and fix the brain first before you fix the other ones, you'll have more misery. More misery. And of course, there's always a discovery session. There you go. Okay. Whatever do you do for inguinal hernia, do not put surgical mesh in you. Yes. It has never been tested, and polypropylene plastic is poison to the body. Well, let's just take that a step further. Not only has it not been tested, but there's a whole industry of lawsuits surrounding Marlex mesh used for surgical inguinal hernia repair. So we don't need the resource. We have post-marketing data. It's a mess. It is a mess. So don't do it. Do not do it. All right. So the question that spurred that question was, can I lay on my left side to do a enema when I have an inguinal hernia on that side? Absolutely. In fact, it's going to help your hernia. So your hernia on that side is because you have a bowel which is heavy due to being filled with feces. And so when you do an enema, especially laying on that side and give yourself a little massage, you will actually see your hernia go away during your enema. It's a wonderful thing. All right, someone asked about my bread baking time. I am in Panama using an oven that does not have temperature control. Well, it has temperature control, but it doesn't work too well. So I bake my bread at whatever temperature I can get my oven to go at. Sometimes it's 500, sometimes it's 300. So when it's at 500, I open the oven when it gets to 400 to try and get it to cool off a bit. So ideally, it's 40 minutes at 375, ideally. But the internal baking temperature I use was 197. I'm guessing okay, even though, yeah, I guess it's okay. Feels like bread. Okay. Okay, so Peggy Mitchell says, email me about Marlex Mesh. I will fill you in. I learned the hard way. What a friggin' nightmare. It is a nightmare. Once you get that mesh in there and it gets a hold of you, it's like, it's an odyssey. Okay. I thought the Candida Cleaner Report was a turpentine protocol. Is it different? It is the same, but you need to read it at least twice before using turpentine. Dr. Nance, which coffee do you use for enemas? That's a good question. So when I was in the United States, I spent a fortune on organic coffee. And then I came down here. This is literally coffee land. I can look out my window, and I see like at least easily 30 coffee plants in my backyard. And so I talked to actual coffee farmers. And they said, you cannot grow organic coffee. All coffee has requires pesticides to grow. And this is because of the human environment, because of so many other organisms, and many, many reasons. And so organic coffee is simply coffee that has been, you know, just kind of wave the magic wand, and they label it organic. So it may have fewer chemicals than other coffees, but not chemical-free, and it's not organic. So they have to spray a fungicide at some point during the season so they don't lose the crop. And it's quite involved. All right, so what coffee do I use? How do I know? First of all, you need to understand coffee is harvested once a year. Once a year. Because of this, that means then that all you have to do is try different brands of coffee. And if the coffee does not give you sharp pains in your intestines or your stomach, you're good to go. Then buy at least a year's worth of that coffee. So now you have one batch of coffee with identical features and characteristics. And then, so if you buy your coffee as infrequently as possible, let's say once a year or four times a year, but always the same brand, that's the way you get good coffee. But from talking to people here, it was a real, real eye-opener. And all that organic coconut stuff you're getting up there. they put chemicals on it down here, and somehow as it crosses the border to the United States, it becomes organic. So it, for me, again, talking to all of these farmers, for me it was a real eye-opener. And I had no idea the degree of misrepresentation going on in the industry. And so that for me, like I said, was a real eye opener. And so it changed the way I approached coffee. So I used to just buy organic, but now what I do is I buy I try out the different coffees, and the coffee that works, I just buy it in bulk, and that's been working actually very well. My doctor says I have misfiring nerves causing my back to spasm and wants to do a rhizotomy. Ask your doctor if he's had a rhizotomy. That's the first thing. Oh my God. He's going to destroy the nerves that are functioning improperly, which means they can't even function properly, by the way. So that's like, if you have a kid that's misbehaving, you just get a gun and shoot him. Well, maybe he can't misbehave, but he can't behave either. So that makes absolutely no sense. So tell your doctor to rhizotomy himself. That's the first thing. You can apply turpentine directly to the back spasming area, and then, you know, follow the protocol in the Candida Cleaner. The other thing, though, is to eat chicken feet. So I have a client who's eating chicken feet, and her back pain of decades is just going away. So that's what I would recommend to do. With the hot weather, I've gotten heat bumps in my groin area. Will calamine lotion dry them up? Might not. Can you speak on consuming pig brain, if you can get it? So in Panama, it's almost impossible to get pig brain because the government is concerned that people might use it to practice voodoo. And I guess the practice of voodoo might destabilize the government. Who knew? So, in the United States and in Panama, they are allowed to sell veal brain. That's the brain of a small cow. And so brain weights vary. An adult cow brain weight is 1.5 pounds. A calf brain weight is about 8 ounces or 0.5 pounds. If you believe in the prion disease theory, mad cow disease, then get your brain exclusively from a veal cow. Or you can get it from pigs. For some reason, pigs don't get mad cow disease, I guess because they're not cows. For more about mad cow disease, you can listen to my episode on imaginary diseases. All right. So, consuming pig brain. Consuming pig brain is an excellent way to fortify your own brain and your own nervous system. And you can boil it in salted water for 20 minutes, and then simmer it with butter, spices, onions, and tomato, and yum, yum, yum. In fact, they even have brain tacos in Mexico. It's a delicacy. And I would just like to say there are many places in the world that eat cow brain and pig brain as a staple part of their diet, and it has not caused any disease. So Scott says, since coffee is made with the internal nut, is it not protected from most of the spraying externally in the plant and berries? No, it's not protected because what is sprayed is the flower. They've got to spray it in the flower stage, and then they have to spray it a couple more times. So when something is sprayed in the flower stage, that pesticide is internalized in the seed. Okay, so Olga has tendonitis, and she's got the very expensive MRI. She's got ganglion cyst and tendonitis. And doctor recommends 2 weeks resting it and 600 milligrams of ibuprofen. So the rest, not a problem. Ibuprofen actually dissolves tendons. How cool is that? Like, way cool. Then he can send you to his surgical buddy, of course, unless he does surgery himself. So, yeah, all that is nonsense. So get the Candida Cleaner report, follow the diet, which is anti-inflammatory diet. You may or may not want to take a turpentine, but definitely use the Vitality Capsules to remove the waste causing your inflammation. And you can topically apply turpentine to your inflamed area once you start pooping regularly. Yeah. Marta says, hi, Dr. Daniels. If I make a chicken feet broth, but I only eat the gelatin and no chicken feet, do I still get the powerful collagen from it? Not really. But you do get good collagen from it. You know, sometimes you just have to man up. Man up, be brave, be bold. And like I say to other people, you know what? You can eat this in the closet. Nobody has to know. Just you and me. Secret. I mean, just don't tell people. I had a friend who was taking turpentine. Oh, my God, he felt so good when he took turpentine. It helped his joints, everything. He loved it. And so, of course, he slipped up and he put it in his kitchen, on the kitchen cabinet, like where the food is. And he's like, oh, no, no. I can't put it there. I have to put it down with the poisons because someone else might see it. So I say, you've worked yourself into a lifestyle with certain people who behave certain ways, and it's okay to protect that while you heal. Because you don't need to tell everybody everything you do. So Cedric says, make a pate out of the chicken feet in a blender. The situation there is there's a lot of bones in chicken feet, and the bones can cause a lot of digestive problems and heat and stuff. So I wouldn't do that. All right, we have commercial time.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mimi's spitting up and she's breastfeeding. No, she's not watching her diet. She has to watch her diet and eliminate one thing at a time, and the baby will stop spitting up. You could also put some lavender oil in the baby's belly. That'll calm them down. Oh, we're back. All right. Treatment for edema depends on what's causing the edema. It's not clear. You can start with Vitality Capsules because whether it's your heart or your kidneys, or your lymphatics, the vitality capsules will do. So you want to take the vitality capsule until you get basically watery diarrhea, and it'll pull the water right out of your ankles. Are chicken feet from Asian stores irradiated? There's no telling what happens in Asian stores. That's all I can say about that. Cedric, Dr. Daniels, do you do any juicing? Honestly, I used to, but not anymore. Because I'm healthy, I feel great, and it's a lot of trouble to clean the juicer. Dora says, I have turpentine oil, 100% not gum spirit. Is it okay to take? No, it will not give you the results in the report. Not gum spirits means it's not from the pine tree. It's from another tree. It could be from any of five different trees. So the dosing could be different. A lot of things could be different. What about blood sausage? I have not had blood sausage. I have had blood in, I've had blood cubes, pork blood, beef blood cubes, in China, when I was in China. I will say, though, that I add the blood to my food when I cook it. So when I have a piece of meat that has blood, I put the blood right in the sauce or whatever it is. Where can I buy the Kindle version of your book? Do you have The Guts of Beautiful? I do not control the Kindle version. I don't know. I am rewriting the book, though, so hopefully I'll get that done in the next few months. Okay, I'm drinking adequate water and pooping. Should I use Vicks on cellulitis? Question is, why do you have cellulitis? If you're pooping and drinking adequate water, so you need to go back and take another look at your diet to see if you can get this cellulitis to start shrinking. Okay, Ellen's name is Josh. All right, we are going to commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.